Greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week the German Chancellor Angela Merkel made a very interesting and remarkable statement. It's even somewhat prophetic. But before I go into that, let me just point out that those of you who have been listening to our programs, have been reading our literature, know that for many, many years we have warned our audience that a mighty powerful Germany will arise in Europe within the confines of a European unity, but that that is going to be triggering world-shaking events. We are told in the Bible that the time is short and that we must listen and that we must watch. When Germany was in ruins at the end of World War II, a lonely voice was predicting that Germany would rise again and become extremely powerful. When in 1963 the Berlin Wall was built, a lonely voice told us that the Berlin Wall would fall, that Germany would reunite, that Europe would unite, that there would be a common currency, that there would be ultimately a united military. Most of these things have already happened. Others are being developed. At the time when these things were said, people laughed and scoffed about it. Angela Merkel made the following statement this week, and I quote from Deutsche Welle, dated January 20. Speaking in Parliament on the second day of a four-day session to debate her government's 2010 budget proposals, Angela Merkel said, and I quote, "We have managed to do the right thing to prevent falling into the abyss." Now, the abyss is a term which is used in the Bible. In the Authorized Version, you find the translation bottomless pit, but this is just a rendition based on the Greek original abyss, and you look at modern translations and you will find that the word abyss is used. It's actually used in the book of Revelation in chapter 9, in chapter 11, and in chapter 17. And it is related to a beast coming out of the bottomless pit and ultimately going into perdition. It's referring to the revival of the ancient Roman Empire. The Bible is telling us that the ancient Roman Empire, after its fall, would be revived 10 times. 9 times this has already happened, under Charlemagne, who was crowned the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire in 800 AD. Then later, Otto the Great was crowned as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. And then still later, Charles V was crowned as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And right now what we are seeing is the last resurrection, the last revival of that ancient Holy Roman Empire. But you see, this time it's going to be slightly different. This time it's going to be 10 nations or group of nations in Europe uniting. And they will have a leader over them, a military leader, a political leader, who is also called the beast, an individual. Because you see in the Bible, terms like king and kingdom are used interchangeably. Europe is destined to be led by Germany, coming out of the abyss, out of the bottomless pit, if you please. But when this happens, they will be using their force, they will be using their power to go into the Middle East, bringing about peace, as they say, but it will create terrible problems for the entire world. Now, many commentators today, newspaper articles, and also television commentators are telling us right now that they realize that Germany must be that nation to lead the world, to lead Europe, to bring about accomplishments. They are understanding that America is on its downfall, and that America will not be in a position any longer for the immediate future to do anything substantial. And by the way, that is also quite interesting that right now we have America being led by President Obama. And when he was elected, the world was enthusiastic about it. And we warned already at that time that the relationships between Europe and America are bound to deteriorate, and that under his leadership, America will continue to fall. We are beginning to see now how true these statements were. I'd like to read to you from the Netzeitung, dated January 18. This is what it said. And it talked about a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, an historic meeting in Berlin, which has never happened before. And so we read that media have widely reported that Israel has ordered a 6 Dolphin-class diesel submarine from Germany. The submarines are believed to have a range of 4,500 kilometers, or 2,800 miles, and the capacity to launch nuclear-capable cruise missiles. It's also saying that Germany is playing a leading role in efforts to broker a prisoner exchange between Israel and the Islamist Hamas movement for an Israeli soldier. And then Avi Primor, the former Israeli ambassador in Berlin, had this to say. He called on Germany to back an international security force to ensure peace and stability in the Middle East. He said German support was key to European efforts in the Middle East. But Germany is not heavily involved only when it comes to Israel. Listen to this article, which was published by AFP on January 20. It says Iran has signed a 1 billion euro deal with a German firm to build 100 gas turbo compressors. The contract provides for the unnamed German firm, but most feel it's Siemens, to transfer the know-how to build, install, and run the equipment needed to exploit and transport gas. And then notice how this article concludes. Germany and China are Iran's top trading partners after the United Arab Emirates. So do we really feel that the talk about sanctions against Iran will have any success when you have China and Germany heavily involved economically with that nation? There was another article which was published recently by The Local, dated January 12. It has this to say, Chancellor Merkel must make a decision about the continuation of Germany's presence in Afghanistan following the upcoming conference in London at the end of January. That decision, whatever it will be, offers a battleground. It goes on to say that as Obama has begun to significantly increase U.S. presence in Afghanistan, the German debate will be a factor in the coming months between Berlin and Washington. But beyond that issue, the German foreign policy agenda will be economic in focus, as Germany looks to secure an international climate for its export-driven economy to best succeed. And then it says that within Europe, now in a Lisbon Treaty framework, the construction of common policy efforts is supposed to be enhanced. Germany's role will continue to be a central one in determining that prospect. You see, as I said, they begin to understand now that Germany will play a focal role, and indeed it will. But let us not be mistaken, because the Bible tells us that they will have as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, the abyss, which is also called Apollyon, which means destroyer. You see, my friends, Satan is the destroyer. Satan is out there to destroy whatever he can get his hands on. Jesus Christ warned that a great tribulation will come, so bad that it has never happened before, so bad it will never happen again, so bad that if he wouldn't intervene to stop it, no human being would be saved alive. This is caused by Satan the devil. We read in the Bible that he has great wrath because he knows that his time is short. Do you know that your time is short too? Because when these times come, we need God's protection. But we need to ask for it now. We need to live in a way worthy of this protection now. My friends, we are told to discern the spirits. There are some who will tell you America could never fall. They will tell you Europe will never rise, never become such a powerful block, part of Europe. God says, test the spirits, whether they are from God, because there are many out there who will tell you wrong things. Satan is actually transforming himself as an angel of light. And Paul says that it's not a big thing then that his ministers are transforming themselves as ministers of righteousness. Test the spirits, whether they are from God. Consider whether what you hear is coming from a spirit of truth or a spirit of error. I pray that you will not fall for error and deception. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.